Данилов Виктор Петрович, профессиональный историк, в данном случае вспоминающий свои личные воспоминания о детстве.
My name is Виктор Петрович Данилов. These days I am an historian, but I want to try and tell you something of what I remember of my childhood. In particular, what happened during the late 20s and early 30s, when Stalin tried to bring about the collectivization of Soviet agriculture, and so many suffered in the famine that followed.
Я родился и вырос в большой патриархальной.
I was born in a small town. I come from a big peasant family. I was the youngest in the family, and in 1929 I was 4 years old. We were not really kulaks, the wealthy class of peasants that Stalin sought to dispossess. We weren't like that. We earned everything by our own efforts. But nevertheless, the higher taxes imposed on small farms hit us badly. It was a deliberate way of getting farmers to leave their land. Our house on the farm was really wonderful. My parents built it themselves in 1916. It probably seemed more beautiful to me than it actually was, because I was the youngest in the family. I was spoiled and everyone loved me, and to me these are happy times of my childhood. But I've certainly never lived anywhere as beautiful again as the house we lived in before collectivization.
Я могу сказать лишь о том, что мать оплакала каждый камень.
My mother shed a lot of tears over every stone of that house when we had to leave. There were so many taxes and duties we couldn't break even anymore. My older brothers and sisters went off to get educated, and the rest of us had to leave the farm. We had to sell our home very cheaply. We moved into the town of Orsk. After that, we only ever lived in 1 or 2 room apartments.
Ну, это просто воспоминания, детские воспоминания. На голоде 32-33 года мы еще жили.
It was after we moved to town that I remember seeing the worst of the famine. In the morning, we children used to get up and run to the windows and look out into the streets. We were very much afraid because there were people lying dead on the street from hunger. These were the peasants who had managed to get into the town at night. During the day, they couldn't get in because the town was heavily guarded. They were from the rural areas where people were even hungrier than we were in the town. They were looking for food. As a boy of 7, I couldn't know this, but what I was seeing was a specially organized hunger. Stalin's policy was to take all the bread he could from the countryside, the villages, and export it, so that he could buy machinery to industrialize the country. That is why the town was guarded against people coming in.
Помню, что приходилось.
I can remember eating a dish which was just flour in boiling water. I remember the long queues for bread. We all had to stand in those queues. The whole family had to be there, even the smallest children. If my mother turned up on her own, they'd just give her enough for herself, nothing for us. I believe the famine began in the spring of 1930, but most people died in the winter of 1932-1933. There were two things working against people at the same time. Stalin was taking away their bread, and then, to make it worse, the harvest failed.
Я последний раз был в Орске в начале 60-х годов.
In the early 1960s, I went back to Orsk. My old family house was still there, but I didn't go inside. It was too difficult for me.
Мне это было бы слишком трудно.